All right. So again, for the record, it's 11:43. We're going to reconvene this commission meeting, bringing us to, County Manager Osborne. I'm going to request that we postpone item number 16 until the next commission meeting.
Okay.
Is there any issue with that?
Before you say next commission meeting, let me get you a date for that.
Okay.
Give me one second here.
Mm-hmm.
The next commission meeting will be April 2nd, 2023 at the courthouse and on Zoom.
Okay.
At 10 o'clock.
Is there a motion on that or no?
Brian?
I believe it would be a motion.
I need to make a motion on that?
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Continue.
So I'm going to, Vice Chairman Mitchell, you care to make a motion to
continue.
Continue item number 16 until the 19th?
April 2nd.
April 2nd.
April 2nd.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I move to continue item number 16 to our next regularly scheduled meeting, which will be April 2nd, 2024 here at the courthouse and on Zoom.
Yeah, hold on just a second.
Okay.
So is there any, there's a motion?
Hang on, just a second. Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, we haven't got that point yet.
Because you are taking action to actually continue the item and taking a motion on it, you will need to have a public comment period on
Fair enough.
Specific item.
Great. So there's a motion. Is there any public comment?
For the record, Gary Schmidt, and I appreciate the council's participation here today. I would just like to speak in favor of this business license. I am acquainted with the licensee and think he's a welcome addition to the community. He has my full support, and I believe he's got strong support in the community. I regret if there's some confusion that this has to be continued, but so be it. And I'd also like to say, generally, in regards to this license application and other license applications, I believe that there's a strong indication in this community, in Story County, that there's certain expediting of business licensing in the industrial park, which I fully support. But I believe, in all fairness and in the best interest of the community, that expediting and the cutting of red tape, if you would, should also apply throughout the community, especially in our downtown corridor here. There's lots of stories of difficulties obtaining permits, building permits, and licensing. Alturas has had some problem there where he had to pay an old water bill on that building, which was not his, in order to move forward. At least damage in this community is that it's much more difficult to conduct business downtown here in Virginia City and anywhere in the county than it is in the industrial park. I fully support the industrial park. I fully support cutting red tape. I fully support in this small community, small close-knit community, that we give extra consideration and expediting and courtesies to anyone that wants to conduct business in this county or this community. But I just request that it be extended to here in the downtown in Virginia City Strip also. Thank you very much.
Is there any other public comment? Great. Not seeing any. So there's a motion. Do we have a second?
Yes, second.
There's a.
Mr. Chairman, I'm just not sure if. Is it proper for us to make this motion as the Board of County Commissioners, or should we have recessed and convened as the Liquor Board to continue this item?
It's a modification to the agenda.
It's a modification to the original agenda under the purview of the Board of County Commissioners. And you are continuing that item as the Board of County Commissioners till the next time. So I believe that's an appropriate action as you're modifying the agenda at this point.
Very good.
Thank you.
So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 18, this is discussion only. Consideration for an additional expenditure of approximately $885,490.52 for the Lockwood Senior Center rebuild project due to the cost of inflation for goods and services since the initial estimate in January 2023.
Honey Coughlin, for the record. The January 26, 2023 estimated cost for the Lockwood Senior Center rebuild project was $4,759,226.80, which would make $559.51 a square foot. The new cost estimate as of March 8, 2024 is $5,644,717.32. At $663.62 a square foot. So there was a significant delay that I mentioned several times throughout the last year with moving forward in this project due to issues that we had gaining access to the HUD portals and online databases that HUD requires. And just there was a lack of communication from our HUD representative and assistance overall from the HUD program. So that has held up the approval of our application process. And so at that time, we had to put all of the engineering and design on hold until we were given approval. So as I've mentioned in the past several meetings, we have been able to move forward with this project. And that is what has that year in delay is what has caused the increase in price to this project. I want to mention that this isn't the final quote or estimate that we are going to receive. Shortly, we will be going out to bid to get our contractor on board, and then we will get from them the actual estimate, what the project is actually going to cost. This estimate is from our engineers and designers and the people that they have subcontracted underneath them for electrical, plumbing, civic, and architectural, all of the different sorts of engineering that was required for this. So that's why I just wanted this as a discussion project, because until we go out to contract or go out to bid for a contractor, we are not going to know the actual cost of this project. This is just the estimated cost from the engineers. But I wanted just to keep it in everyone's minds, the cost inflation and the cost increase as time passes from the beginning of when we started this project and, you know, we began in 2020 to where we're at now with this project. So that's why I wanted to just bring this here for discussion. And that is all for me.
All right. Thank you, honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I don't have any questions or comments. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell.
I have two, honey. Do we get any sense from our engineering firm if the trend continues up, if it's flattening out, if it's easing a bit? Do we have any sort of idea of what's happening?
I have not asked that specific question. I do not have that information.
Thank you.
But I can find that out.
That's quite all right. And then and then the second question I have just has to do with this process with HUD. And If you believe that were we to work with them on future project funding, has the work that we've done to kind of get set up to interact with their systems and get familiarized, does that provide a significant benefit? Would a future project, do we anticipate it to be significantly easier, or we anticipate it to be approximately the same amount of rigmarole to get through their stuff?
In discussions with our lobbyists, and then we've also met with some of the senator's staff, other entities have been having the same issue with HUD. In speaking with HUD representatives, I finally was able to, I want to say in January, for the first time, I spoke with someone who actually knew what they were doing in HUD. And I had been referred to several different representatives and portals and help agencies. I do not believe that they are an entity we should seek funding from. I believe the amount of time that I have spent and others have spent in the county trying to just comply with what they have required. I know the turnover at this time is great among the representatives, and I know their systems do not speak to one another, so that if I request help from one online system, they can see my information, but they can't change it, and I have to go to another agent to get a new PIN number to then get somebody else to reset my passwords or anything. And also, they have changed my user number several times, and each time requires a new password. But because the hangup of their system, I will then lose access anytime anything has changed, and then it's a several week process to regain access. So for now, I would personally never do another HUD funded. I don't care if it were $100 billion, it would not be worth it. But that's not to say that they won't fix things, and then in the future it'll be fabulous. But I would not at this time seek funding through that agency.
Very good. Thank you. I find it incredibly hard to believe that you're having this trouble with the federal agency. I don't know how that could be. Thank you very much for those answers.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Thank you very much for the report, honey. Moving on to item number 19, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of a memorandum of understanding between Story County and Churchill Communications to deploy and provide rate structures for fiber optic broadband internet service to residential, commercial, and enterprise customers in Story County and other properly related matters. James?
Good morning. James Dean, Story County IT Director. This is a project that we've been planning and working on for, seems like forever. This is for a memorandum of understanding between Churchill County and our Story County and Churchill County Communications to bring fiber internet service up to the county, establishing residential, commercial, and enterprise customers. So it'll be another service provider option for all of Story County. AT&T has fiber in this area, but they don't offer it to residentials. They don't have the last mile piece here. It's still DSL or nothing. So we'd like to engage with Churchill County, have some competition, and get some high-speed internet in town.
Great. Thank you, James. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for James?
I do not. Thanks, James.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
So, James, if we move forward with this, would Churchill Communications be the provider?
Correct.
That customers would interact with?
Absolutely.
They would be the one that they'd work with. Great.
Yes, sir.
Great. That's fantastic. And it seems fairly straightforward as far as installation costs, monthly rates. I mean, it's not a complicated rate sheet.
Right. And it's comparable to surrounding areas, and they're offering up to gigabit speeds, which is enterprise class internet.
Yeah, that's really fantastic, because I'm a victim of AT&T DSL, and so I understand the challenge. I noticed that there's an unlimited calling. Is that an option, or is that something that would be required along?
It's an option. It's an add-on.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Those are my questions.
Yes, sir.
So any public comment? All right, not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding between Story County and CC Communications, an ongoing operation of Churchill County, Nevada, to deploy and provide rate structures for fiber optic broadband internet service to residential, commercial, and enterprise customers in Story County.
I'll second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, James.
Yeah.
On to item number 20. This is consideration and possible approval of a service provider agreement between CC Communications and Story County for the deployment and maintenance of fiber optic broadband network infrastructure in Story County and to provide residential broadband internet, commercial broadband service, and enterprise broadband service for 10 years with an initial payment of $1.5 million made to CC Communications by Story County in accordance with the memorandum of understanding between the parties involved, approved by the board on or before this agreement and other properly related matters. James?
James Dean, Story County IT Director. So this is a budgeted line item in the IT department budget for this year. This is going to provide for the actual installation of the fiber up on the poles. They'll be coming up Gold Hill and bringing it all the way through town. They're going to be connecting all of our government buildings with six dedicated strands of fiber. So we'll have a core network utilizing two of those lines. We'll have a wireless public access network that stays off of our core infrastructure and handles our wireless stuff because we consider that unsecure if we're going to have public people accessing. And then we will have a third pair for future expansions or large infrastructure projects in the future. Fiber is a long-term investment. I'll wait for that to pass. So again, the fiber optic is a long-term investment. We have several buildings in town that are already interconnected with fiber. We've been looking at this direction for probably 5 or 10 years now, and all of our core switching is fiber ready. So there's a substantial amount of infrastructure that has already been deployed, and there's not going to be, you know, oh, we need to buy this, we need to buy that. This stuff is going to plug into our buildings and go on day one. We also have a substantial amount of microwave infrastructure in this town. I have 46 microwave radios currently deployed for 23 paths. It's creating a lot of RF noise, if you will, and we'd like to start decommissioning those links, stopping so dependent on them. They are redundant, yes, but fiber is far superior in every way, and we'd like to start or stop expending money realigning dishes with the weather up here in the last couple of storms. We've had some issues with dispatch getting interrupted service and things like that. So I think fiber is that long-term permanent solution. This is also offering last mile services to everyone in town. So we looked at many other options as we did their homework on this, and no one would even discuss the last mile. So this is gonna be able to offer service to every resident, every business, and every government building in Virginia City.
Wonderful. Thank you, James. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for James?
I'm just going to suggest that it's a wonderful opportunity for the community. James, what a great job. And it's timely. We've waited quite a long time, and everyone in town is going to benefit.
I agree.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Indeed. Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've seen what the dollar amounts that are being thrown around as far as providing high-speed internet access in these rural areas, and this seems like a very prudent, reasonable way to provide that service to the residents and the businesses here. And I just want to thank those of you who've been working on this. I know it's been kind of a long road. You know, Commissioner Carmona has been involved in some of these talks and getting this set up, and that's I think it's really important for our future as a community to have these modern connectivity and conveniences. I think it's going to support our goals under our master plan of keeping a diverse community, attracting young professionals, young families. You know, a lot of times those are people who they absolutely need this kind of connectivity to be able to live and work in a place like this. So I'm happy to see this come to fruition for sure.
Thank you, sir. Austin, did you want to add the addendum?
Thank you. James, appreciate it. Austin Osborne, for the record. In the packet that you have, there is amendments that are associated with the agreement that you have in front of you. I had put up one of the maps, but not all of them. So I went ahead and posted to the website. It's in the back as well as with the clerk and with you. There are all the maps that I would ask that would be incorporated into an addendum to this. So the agreement is all encompassing. I'd be happy to go over these maps with you. And then also in that addendum, the last page, it is called Exhibit 2 right now. It needs to be called Exhibit B because that's what it's called in the contract. And I did meet work at the DA's office to talk about how the language works between the contract and the exhibit, and they were comfortable with it. And we didn't want to create more complication than necessary, so it would be just as fine being Exhibit B as well as all of these maps. And one thing I want to reiterate with Commissioner Mitchell mentioned is this project, this isn't just a county infrastructure. This isn't something that's going to help out the organization. It's the first time in the county since I've been here in 2008, we've been talking about getting broadband system to the residents of this county. And it is because of these commissioners that you see at this table that this is happening. This is a pet project of this commission, particularly of Commissioner Carmona and Commissioner Mitchell, is supported very strongly, hopefully, by Commissioner Gilman with today's action. I really appreciate that. The residents of this county should appreciate that. And I think this is important enough to make that point, is a huge project that we've been talking about for a very long time is actually happening. That's all I have.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioners, have any other questions after Austin's statement?
I was just going to say that I was going to have a hard time voting for this because when I looked at the new map that I hadn't seen before, it looked like my house didn't have a little blue line to it. But it turns out it's my neighbor, so we're okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you ready to entertain a motion?
Yes, I'm happy to. Hi, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the service. Sorry, is that the right one? Yes. The service provider agreement between CC Communications, an ongoing operation of Churchill County, Nevada, and Story County for the deployment and maintenance of fiber optic broadband network infrastructure in Story County and to provide residential broadband internet, commercial broadband service, and enterprise broadband service for 10 years with an initial payment of $1.5 million made to CC Communications by Story County in accordance with the Memorandum of Understanding between the parties approved by the board on or before this agreement.
Commissioner Mitchell, may I ask that you incorporate into your motion that you are adding the addendum of maps that were brought to you today into that motion?
Absolutely. I'll further move that we incorporate the addendum of maps that were presented at the meeting today, as well as changing the name on the second exhibit to Exhibit B.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, James. All right. Do we decide what we're doing with item number 21?
Maybe I'll open it up and then I'll be happy to explain my issues with it.
Okay, so on to item number 21, this discussion for possible action. Discussion and consideration of the board's position responding to the Nevada Governor's Office of Economic Development requesting from Story County a letter of acknowledgement regarding an application to GOED for partial sales and use tax abatement and personal property tax abatement for a data center plan to operate in Story County. There are no real property tax abatements proposed. The tax abatements are subject to GOED's approval per NRS 360 as a standard partial abatement for expansion and recycling. County Manager Osborne.
Thank you, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. In accordance with the Governor's Office of Economic Development for companies that are coming to Story County that get abatements, we are asked by GOED per NRS to acknowledge that a new company is coming into Story County. That company will receive what's called data center abatements. That is a category of SB1 that provides abatements there for data centers. The abatements in this case, percentage-wise, would be sales and use taxes of 98% And then there would be real property of 0%, meaning they will pay all real property, the actual building and land. And then the personal property, the stuff inside the building would be abated. It'd be a 75%. In this case, the way we understand it is Go-Ed proceeds forward. We acknowledge, and that's it at this point. And the letter here explains to you the investments that the company is intended to make in Story County and the number of employees that they are intending to hire. And that is what determines the level of abatement they get at the state level. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. Just so you know, it's a $150 million investment, and they're going to hire 10 employees.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
Comments is I really don't have an issue with this process whatsoever. It's a necessary element in doing business in the country today. It's a standard practice, basically, has been for many years. And so I have no personal problem in supporting it whatsoever.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, thank you for those comments, Commissioner Gilman. And I'll point out in addition that this process is set out in state statute. It's not something necessarily that we have control over. And I think overall, this would be a really a positive company to come to the area. I mean, they're talking about an average wage of almost $60 an hour for their employees, which is significant, as well as Austin mentioned, $150 million of capital improvement. I was given, and normally these are pretty routine. We acknowledge and we send it back and say, you know, we acknowledge this is happening. This particular application just caused me pause a little bit for a couple of reasons. And the first one is there is no company with the name that's listed on this application here in Nevada. There is a company with a very similar name. I'm guessing it was probably just a typo. But that name, that LLC that was created carries through the whole application. When I looked it up on the state website as far as companies go, and you can see who the filing is, the only, they have a registered agent here in the state. The only owner listed or officer of the company is another company out of California with a similar name. But my understanding is this company is headquartered in Denver, Colorado. And I saw no mention of California facilities. So I'm just a little concerned about that inaccuracy and was thinking either we should note these in our acknowledgement letter or continue this item until our next meeting until we can get some clarity on what's going on there. Now, as Austin mentioned, the Go-Ed is scheduled to consider this at their meeting later this week. And I certainly, if it's proper and everything, I don't want to hold up that process. But I figure that if we were to decide to continue this item until we had some time to figure out exactly what's going on with the entities, they could still take action and just make it contingent on our acknowledgement, subject to our acknowledgement if that was necessary. I don't necessarily see it holding up the process. One of the reasons that I feel like it's worth bringing this up is because we've been fairly vocal about the advantages of getting us involved in this process earlier so we know what's coming. The initial application date that's listed on this application is from October of last year. And my understanding is we didn't receive this acknowledgement letter until just a couple of weeks ago. And so I'm hoping that maybe if we raise the issue, it will really encourage a smoother process that gets us at least one of our representatives in the door earlier on so that we can catch this kind of thing and make sure that everything is done appropriately. So that's my thought. If we want to take kind of a soft approach, I think that would just be, we'd include in the motion to mention these questions in our acknowledgement letter. If we wanted to take a little more firm stance, a motion could be to continue this till our next meeting, which I'm not a legal expert, but I don't necessarily see that as putting a screeching halt on everything. I think it just brings a little more attention to it.
All right. Thank you. You have a response to that?
I would be happy to incorporate those comments into a letter to Go-Ed.
Okay. So what's your preference? Do you want to postpone this out, or are we just going to include it in the letter and
move forward with supporting it.
If I may, Chairman, I would support including in the letter.
Okay.
Moving the process along. A lot of these projects have a lot of elements to them that do require them being expedited, or at least the feeling of probability. And so I would prefer to take a positive role in that from the county.
Okay. So if I'm understanding, we're just going to incorporate that into the letter, but move forward with the motion today.
I'm comfortable with that.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding this item? All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, are you prepared to make a motion?
County Manager Osborne, would you like me to summarize specifically what we'd like to mention in the letter, or do you feel that that's sufficiently clear at this point?
I'm pretty comfortable. Look at the record, or you know, you can chat afterward and just get a couple bullet points. I'd be all right with that.
Okay, very good. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to direct staff to submit a letter to GoEd acknowledging an application to GoEd for the specified data center sales and use tax abatement and personal property tax abatement for a data center planned to operate in Story County, to include comments about the concerns discussed here on the record.
I'll second that motion.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. On to item number 22. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of business license readings A through D. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about these licenses?
No questions, sir. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions.
Is there any public comment regarding these business license second readings?
For the record, Gary Schmidt, I'd like to reiterate my comments earlier today that under the open meeting law, that all my comments today be placed in the record in detail, which basically provides under the open meeting law that they be transcribed in place in the record. I'm in support, but parlaying on top of comments previously made in regards to the Bonanza Cantina, it's been indicated to me from several sources that in order for him to attain his first business, his initial business license there, he had to pay a water bill that was accrued by a previous occupant or the landlord, the owner of the property. I have that on good information from the leasing agent. If anyone cares to correct that information, I'm all ears. But in regards to that, again, I think we should become as business and developer friendly in all areas of the county, especially the downtown here, as we are in the industrial park. There's an image out there that it's harder to build out a storefront in Virginia City than to build a mega plant out in the industrial park. Again, no criticism of the industrial park at all, where the county leads the nation in that regards. I don't think we lead the nation in regards to the downtown area. And I would just like to suggest, if it's true that Mr. Valadez had to pay a water bill, which was not his own, in order to start that operation there, that you agendize at a future meeting consideration of refunding that money, because you would have a lien on the building in any event. You'll get your there's other provisions for the county to be collect those funds and to put that onerous condition on a new business operator, I think is not in the proper spirit of encouraging, you know, improvements to Virginia City and the downtown commercial quarter. Thank you.
Is there any other public comment? Great. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed under item 22 as A through D.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 23. This is the second and final time for public comment. Is there any public comment today?
For the record, Gary Schmidt, reiterating from earlier, I am a candidate for District 1 County Commission, which is basically Virginia City and Gold Hill. I believe the simplest statement I will make in regards to my candidacy, that I believe that it is the most important thing for any elected officer to do is greatest responsibility is to listen to the people. I think I've made some points here today that of some improvement of this community. I'm quite proud of Story County. I'm quite proud to be a resident in Virginia City. For those that don't know, I am the Trump mobile that's been driving the streets here for the last 7 or 8 years. Further, let me make a public records request at this time for all the policies and procedures in regards to the public records policy in the county. And included in that would be a request for all educational classing or training of any agent of the county in the last 5 years, including elected officers. In regards to the open meeting law, I would suggest that I mentioned earlier a provision in the open meeting law that if anyone knowingly violates the open meeting law, their office can be automatically vacated as a matter of law. In your defense of any elected official, is that if you receive advice from an attorney that what you're doing is legal, that's an absolute defense. But so if any attorney has advised you in regards to comments I've made here today or other things that may come up, that comes into question, I strongly advise you to get that recommendation, that legal advice in writing to protect your own position so that you can utilize that protection, which is built into the open meeting law. And lastly, let me say that I'm going to request that this body place on the agenda the soon as possible meeting consideration to move towards 5 county commissioners in this county rather than 3. The process is it cannot be done by petition. It has to be initiated by the county commission. If the county commission by majority vote wishes to place it on the next election, which would be the primary election at this point in time, or the next general election, but the next election right now would be the primary election, then it would be by a vote of the people whether or not they wanted to move this county to 5 commissioners. I personally think that I won't make my arguments here today. I'll be very brief, but I personally am in favor of 5 county commissioners, and I'm wholeheartedly in favor of letting the people decide whether this very important county in this state and indeed in the nation. Thanks to Mr. Gilman and others, the industrial park, and we have here the most significant rural tourist attraction, historic tourist attraction in the Western United States. So it's a very significant county. And I'm requesting that Mr. DeVore, it's been considered placing that on the agenda.
On your public comment.
Thank you.
Is there any other public comment? Great. 12:23, this meeting's adjourned. Y'all have a great 2 minutes.